The Ministry of National Security places high priority on reducing reoffending as part of efforts to reduce the threat of crime and violence and safeguard Jamaica's citizens. Reducing reoffending is done through various initiatives aimed at transforming the lives of offenders, giving them the tools and support to become productive, law-abiding citizens. On the other side of the break, we tell you about one of these initiatives, the direct result of Inmates Value and Empowerment Drive Program.
Are you over 18 years old, self-motivated and willing to answer the call of national service should a disaster strike? Then volunteer as a first responder today. Join the database of volunteers under the National Disaster Risk Management Volunteer Program. Visit odpem.org.jm and sign up. For more information, call the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management at 906-9674, email volunteer@odpem.org.jm or follow ODPEM on social media.
Twenty-six handcrafted combination desks and chairs were donated to the St. Michael's Primary School and the St. Simon's Primary and Infant School recently. The combination desks and chairs were built by 14 inmates from the St. Catherine Adult Correctional Center under a project dubbed the Direct Result of Inmates Value and Empowerment Drive Program. The project is a combined initiative of the Ministry of National Security and the Department of Correctional Services. The objective of this initiative is to provide opportunities for inmates to contribute to national development in tangible ways, including giving back to communities in areas such as agriculture, woodwork, roadwork, bushing, painting, and general repairs to community buildings. A proud Commissioner of Corrections, Ina Hunter, says the desk and chair combinations are well made and would fit in perfectly at fine furniture stores anywhere.
It speaks to the quality of the products that come from our institutions. It speaks to the level of competence of our staff members who guide these inmates in producing these fine quality items.
All 14 inmates are actively involved in the Correctional Center's woodwork program as part of its rehabilitation process.
What we are doing is making a very clear statement to Jamaica that the people who make mistakes deserve a chance to contribute positively. And these inmates are going to show all of the ministers that they will be positive contributors when they reintegrate. And they've started to do so already.
State Minister in the Ministry of National Security, Senator Pernell Charles Jr. Superintendent Herbert McFarlane, who is in charge of the St. Catherine Adult Correctional Center, says the inmates are excited to give back to Jamaica in such a meaningful way.
This is a good initiative, and our inmates embrace it. And it's a pleasure for them in this way to give back something to society. And we believe targeting schools is one of the best ways to give back something to society.
Principal of the St. Michael's Primary School, Juliet Campbell McPherson, says the items have come at the right time as the school's population is growing rapidly. The school population has grown from 98 to 215 students.
We realized that we were running out of desks and chairs because we didn't anticipate the growth of our population so quickly. When we were called to say that the correctional facilities wanted to hand over 16 combo desks and chairs, we were, you know, extremely elated. And to top it off, they were going to have a ceremony for that. Their faces were all lit up, especially when we were taking a photo up with them seated in the chairs, testing them out with the junior minister. You could see that they were excited and happy to have them.
Mrs. Campbell McPherson says the combination desks and chairs will be put to good use. Some will be going to classrooms and the school's computer laboratory.
The desks were uniquely built. You can see the love and the effort that was put in them. It was a very, very good gift, of which we are highly appreciative.
Plans are also in train for other schools and facilities surrounding correctional facilities to receive similar support going forward.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.